Hello, I'm Joseph Pierce, and please allow me to spend 5 minutes of your time giving you a guided tour of the latest newly published issue of the St. Austin Review, sometimes known as The Star, a Catholic cultural journal of which I've been the editor since its launch way back in the month of 9/11, in fact, September 2001. So we're now in our 24th year, the May-June 2024 issue. Each issue is on a specific theme, a different theme. This particular issue is on G.K. Chesterton and Fulton Sheen, defenders of the faith. And I'm going to go through the contents with you, if I may. So, as always, or as at least almost always, I write the editorial on the issue's theme, which I've done this time. As also in all issues, we publish contemporary poetry by contemporary Catholic poets. In this particular issue, we have poetry by Pavel Chichikov, William Dunn, Shamik Banerjee, and Jeffrey Esman. But beyond poetry, we then have theme-related articles. The most of the front half of each issue are articles or essays related to the theme. So we have on considering a present-day Chesterton by Lindsay Schlegel. And then Sherlock Holmes and Father Brown, From Logic to Metaphysics by Robert Lazu Kimita. And then a beautiful failure called GK's Weekly, about Chesterton's magazine, by Luca Fumagalli. And then we have a St. Austin Review, since the start of this year. It's been published by Ave Maria University, of which I am currently a visiting professor of literature. And so we have a regular feature in each issue where featuring a faculty member at Ave Maria University, usually on the theme of the issue, and that's the case this time. That feature is called Stella, Light from the Halls of Ave Maria University, and this one's written by the chairman of the history department, or is it the politics department? One or the other. And it's called Friends in the Faith, Chesterton and Sheen by James M. Patterson. Then we have an article on literary influences on Fulton J. Sheen by Joseph Tuttle, and another article on Sheen and poetry by Julia Maloney. And I think the final theme-related article is Pursued by Venerable Fulton Sheen by Patrick O'Hearn. And then we have a short story, the Star Prize, so Star as in St. Austin Review Prize. Let me actually go to page 19 quick and I'll read by way of explanation what that is. The St. Austin Review Prize in Creative Writing is awarded to an outstanding story written by a student in Ave Maria University's Creative Writing course. The story is selected by the editor of the St. Austin Review from among finalists chosen by the literature faculty at Ave Maria University. The contest exists to advance a new Catholic literary revival by identifying and supporting talented young writers working in the Catholic literary tradition. So the Star Prize was won by obviously an undergraduate at Ave Maria University, Alana McCann, for her short story entitled The Slow Climb. Let's continue. So we have a regular art feature called Arts Alive, in which case we showcase the full colour art feature, contemporary art by contemporary Catholic artists, and this one is called Painting the Sacred Conversation, The Triptychs of James Langley, and that is written by Sarah Cortez. We have another art feature called Masterpieces, which focus again full colour art feature focusing on great works of art from from classic works of art from the past, but although this one actually breaks with that, it's actually a contemporary painting. But it's called Reasons for Hope: Future Old Masters, and that's by Ken Clark. And we have a regular feature on converts to the faith called Road to Rome by John Beaumont, and this issue he focuses on the fight for the rebirth of art, the case of Frederick Rick Hart. Then we have our regular film feature, Faith on Film, and that's normally written by K.V. Turley. And this issue's film feature is entitled Steve McQueen's Great Escape? Question mark. Then we have a regular feature by Donald DeMarco, a philosopher, called Tuning My Words to the Word, and that's entitled Twin Champions of Reason, and that's actually on Chesterton and Fulton Sheen, so back to the theme. Then we have a regular science column, Science versus Scientism, by a Spanish scientist, Manuel Alfonseca. And his science feature this issue is entitled Inklings, Not Proofs of God's Existence. We have a regular feature by Father Benedict Kiely called Sword of the Spirits. And his feature this issue is called Dragging Chains. And we have a regular music column called Music Adonum Dei, written by Susan Tracy, a former colleague of mine on the faculty at Ave Maria University. She's a musicologist and a former professor alumna. Professor Emerita of music at Ave Maria University. Anyway, her music column this issue is entitled Brother Mozart, the composer as Freemason. We have a regular feature by a homeschooling mother, Elizabeth Pham, called Walls of a Playground, and her provocative question, the title to her feature column this issue is modern technology morally neutral? Good question, and she answers it well. And then finally, the final part of each issue are views and reviews, so book reviews of newly published books of interest. And this week we have four book reviews. Tolkien's Faith, the Spiritual Biography by Holly Ordway, reviewed by Lewis Marcos. And then The Political Economy of Distributism, Property, Liberty and the Common Good by Alexander William Salter, reviewed by Jason Waskovich. And then Walking with Father Vincent by Andrew McNabb, reviewed by Greg Cook. And finally, a very good novel actually, which I have read, Advocatus Diaboli by William Baer, reviewed by Marie Dudzik. So there you have it, the latest issue of the St. Austin Review on the theme of G.K. Chesterton and Fulton Sheen, Defenders of the Faith. If you'd like to find out more, go to the St. Austin Review's website, which is St. S-T Austin Review. So S-T-A-U-S-T-I-N Review. So Austin as in Austin, Texas. It's short for Augustine. So austinreview.org. Go there, in fact, /subscribe, and you can even find out how to subscribe. But austinreview.org. Thanks for joining me as I've introduced you to the magazine that I edit as a labour of love and have done for almost a quarter of a century. Thanks for listening. Goodbye and God bless.